To many people, the sounds of nature can be a relaxing break from everyday life, but they can also be a valuable research tool. As Bridget Bowden reports, a team at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is using bioacoustics to learn about forests all over the world.
Once a month, ecologist Laura Berman hikes through the woods in the Baraboo Hills to check on small boxes that are strapped to tree trunks.
Recording 44 kilohertz, channel A wave, satellites acquired.
The boxes hold microphones that are running 24 hours a day, capturing the soundscape of the forest. Today, Berman is here to change the batteries and swap out the memory cards. She records her field notes directly into the microphone.
We are at Hemlock Draw in the Baraboo Hills of Wisconsin, USA. This is the Soundscape Baselines Project.
The Soundscape Baselines Project, based at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, is an effort to record a full year of audio in untouched forests around the world. Founder Zuzana Burivalova says bioacoustics enable researchers to get a fuller picture of the forest, the species that inhabit it, and how they change over time.
If you are just looking, like we might be looking through a lens of a camera, you have a pretty narrow view. You don't see what's behind you, or you don't see up high in the canopy. But with sound, you can hear kind of in 360 degrees.
Burivalova's team and their partners are recording all around the world in places like Ecuador, Peru, Gabon, and Brunei. While many of the places they record are deep within tropical forests, she says it's helpful to have somewhere a little closer to home, like the six sites in the temperate forest of the Baraboo Hills.
We can come back here in an afternoon, whereas it might not be so easy to experiment with a site in the Tiputini rainforest in Ecuador, where it takes days to get there.
Ann Calhoun is with the Nature Conservancy, which manages about 10,000 acres in the Baraboo Hills. She says many of the species they're looking at need a huge area of forest to raise their young.
If you zoomed out on Google Earth and looked at southern Wisconsin, the Baraboo Hills stand out as this really distinct green band of forest, and very uncommon.
She says over 135 bird species use the Baraboo Hills for nesting, more than half the species that breed in Wisconsin. And now the microphones are here recording all of it.
It really does give us a kind of a through line in understanding what occurs here and how collecting that amount of information and data can be used to help inform stewardship and care for those sites long term.
The Nature Conservancy has done targeted clearing and prescribed burns in the area. Bioacoustic research, along with traditional bird surveys, has shown that the managed areas of the forest tend to have more complex soundscapes. That implies a greater abundance of birds and different bird species. The six microphones in the Baraboo Hills captured more than 50,000 hours of audio in 1 year. And the Soundscape Baselines Project as a whole recorded more than 300,000 hours from all over the world. Back in the lab, researcher Laura Berman says they use machine learning to analyze it.
Even just continuous audio from one site for 1 year, if you wanted to listen to it all manually, it would take a year.
She pulls up a file and runs it through a tool that tells her what birds were singing that day.
Yeah, so it'll say, 80% certainty this is an eastern towhee. And it'll give you all of the times that species is detected.
The first year of the Soundscape Baselines Project is over, but many of the microphones are staying in place in the Baraboo Hills and forests around the world, and they're hoping to add more. The researchers are guessing that having the baseline could help them learn about the impacts of logging, or how birds migrate, or how climate change is impacting biodiversity, and that comparing recordings over time will unearth things they didn't even realize were there yet. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.